you've got to get safe fees.
Recycling. Okay. All right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Board of Supervisors public hearing. This evening is Tuesday, May 28th, 2024, and it is 6:30. So I am calling this meeting to order. And we will start with a roll call. So Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind taking the roll, that'd be great.
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda.
I'm here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
There are three present, Madam Chair. Supervisors Abruzzo and Wyckoff notified the office that they would not be in attendance this evening.
Okay, seeing as we have a quorum, we will start our hearing. Tonight's hearing is regarding ordinance number 2024-02, amending chapter 2025 zoning of the Code of Ordinance of Derry Township by amending the official zoning map of the township by rezoning Dauphin County parcel number 24-008-25 to industrial and adding Dauphin County parcel numbers 24-008-024 and 24-008-015 to the downtown core 9.1 overlay. So at this point, I will turn the public hearing over to our solicitor, Mr. Armstrong, to get us going, and to Mr. Emmerich, who will give us the information on tonight's public hearing.
Thank you. As indicated, this is a public hearing on a proposed zoning map amendment for Derry Township. It's been advertised pursuant to the MPC and the Derry Township Zoning Ordinance for a public hearing. So with that, we'll open the public hearing. Public hearing is open. The tax map parcel numbers, as previously identified, are proposed to be rezoned. I think I can turn it over to Chuck. It looks like he has the zoning map up on the screen to maybe identify the two, or actual three parcels, and the zoning districts in which they're proposed to be amended to, one being the Hershey mixed use, or I'm sorry, one being industrial, and the other one being the downtown core 9.1 overlay.
Very good, thanks. So this we started on this March 26th. The board authorized township staff to start to process a zoning amendment. To give you an idea how long that takes, here we are. Hopefully tonight it will be adopted. This zoning map amendment originated from a petition filed for Tanner Properties, who own the Mill Restaurant, requesting that their properties adjacent to the Mill Restaurant be rezoned to 9.1 overlay, which would allow a restaurant use, and any other use in the 9.1 overlay, by the way, but a restaurant use is what their focus was, or as we call it in the zoning ordinance, food service without drive-through. In reviewing the zoning map, we realized that the adjacent parcel that contains First Davis Corporation had erroneously been zoned as Hershey mixed use instead of industrial. So this map amendment will also correct that. I'm gonna call it an error. So the parcels to be rezoned are adjacent to the Mill Restaurant and include the First Davis property. As Pat mentioned, the Mill Restaurant property is I guess Pat didn't mention that, but it's a former Fratty mobile home park area. That is looking to be rezoned 9.1, then the First Davis to industrial. So by map changes, the zoning map that shows the overlay districts, the area that I've shown in green on this map would become orange, would be part of the 9.1 overlay. And it would also then extend or modify the sheet that shows the Hershey mixed-use zoning district. Likewise, the industrial map will be revised to then include the parcel that contains First Davis Corporation. So those are the four map amendments that we would be making. The Derry Township Planning Commission recommended this ordinance be adopted as written, and the Dauphin County Planning Commission also took action to support the ordinance. I'm recommending that ordinance 2024-02 be adopted as written.
So this is a public hearing, so if there's anyone in the public or in the audience this evening that has any comments, this will be your opportunity to make them.
Since I'm the only one here, do I have to go up to the microphone?
Yes. And if you wouldn't mind just stating your name and your address for the record, so we can keep accurate minutes.
M-A-N-D-E-S.
Thank you.
Can you hear me? Is it on?
Testing. All right, I see there's a mass of people here to speak. I'm curious. I think I'm supposed to comment, but what is this for? What is the purpose? I couldn't hear what you said. Why are we rezoning this? What is the purpose?
Which property?
Well, these two parcels. So it's the Fratty property where the mobile homes were and the First Davis building. Is that
right?
Am I correct?
Right.
Okay. Why are we rezoning them?
So First Davis was an error in our zoning maps, in my opinion, where they got put into the Hershey mixed use instead of the industrial zone. So that's just correcting that. Right now, First Davis and the present zoning would be what would be termed an existing nonconforming use, which would make it difficult for them to expand, do any actions on their property taking zoning. It limits what can happen there. And that was never the intention. It's been an industrial property. And it was meant to be the edge of the purple, if you will. And somehow it got zoned Hershey mixed use. So
okay.
One part is fixing that. The other part, the Fratty Mobile Home Park was zoned Hershey mixed use, which I believe to be appropriate. It's the last extension of mixed use against the mill. However, it never was given an overlay, so without the 9.1 overlay, that property would be treated like one of the lots in the village of Hershey, which is probably inappropriate for the location. Pretty much a house could be built there. So by putting on the 9.1 overlay, it allows certain more commercial uses of the property.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Would that include building a hotel?
9.1 does allow hotels, yes.
All right, so I have two things to say to the group. Obviously, I don't know if this weighs in. What's our population, 40,000 folks? How many people live in this town? 25. Okay, so I'm one person. I get it. Was it 2016 or 17? We redid everything.
2017.
Right. So, if we grant exceptions, what's to stop anybody from buying land at a price that doesn't reflect the value of it, and then ask for a change? Where do you stop? Where do you draw the line? Because I think it defeats the purpose of having this area. And secondly, I live in this town. I know that, the tourists come. I've lived here my whole life, and I get it. I'm a supporter of it. But Old Chocolate is my escape route to get to May Street and to Hummelstown. You put a hotel there, when are we going to draw the line and live with the plan we have? That's my point. Granted, I'm one person, but I think we have to be very careful about granting an exception to the zoning. And since it's tied with the First Davis, I get correcting the error. That makes sense. But now we're stuck because they're joined together. In my mind, they're two separate things. One thing is fixing the industrial error. I'm all for that. I want to go on the record of saying that's correct. But the other one, I want to make it clear that I think it's a mistake to do that, with all respect to the owner. because the owner knew the property's zoning when they bought it, and they should have made plans based on that before they bought the property. And that is all I have to say. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you.
Jim?
Yeah.
Let me just, I just...
Am I supposed to stay here for this?
No, you can sit down.
No, no, I'll
I just,
here.
I feel obligated to give you a little bit of...
Because I'm not trying to be difficult.
No, no, you
I'm
asked, thinking you asked great road, questions. You know. And I'm sure you've piqued the board's interest as well. So I want to give you a little bit of zoning 101.
Thank you.
So you can't just take a individual property and change the zoning necessarily to something that you want. That's termed spot zoning, and that's inconsistent with the municipality's planning code and also our comprehensive plan. In this case, these zoning modifications are fairly consistent with our comprehensive plan, which is the planning that we did prior to doing the zoning ordinance, which makes this a little bit more palatable, makes it make a little bit more sense.
So I get just, that. Just thank you for explaining
answer,
that.
Yeah.
And I know there were mobile homes there before, so in a way, the way we did it before kind of matched what was there. There were people living there, right? In a way, right? Not the
sure.
As you can see it
just,
up there.
I appreciate you explaining that. And with all respect to Jim, I mean, we grew up together. I'm thinking more, if you grant this, then what's next?
And then
I don't want the cascading. And that's what you just explained, that if I'm hearing you right, you can't really do that. Like what's the... I understand what you just said, okay, Chuck. But how do you distinguish that between someone buying a property somewhere else and wanting to do this, like
so, and then, I think
well,
what
I just one more quick
yeah, because I'm not
just
arguing.
I
want to understand.
Just to defend Tana's honor, they did purchase that property in 2014, and it was zoned differently. We did change the zoning on it.
What was it before?
Possibly industrial.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a relative fact.
Okay.
Yeah. So in a way, it's almost making it right.
Well, yeah. And again, I just don't, you know, I don't want you to, I don't know if Jim was going to talk or not, but I don't want you to portray it as they bought the property and now they're changing the zoning. They've had the property for a while.
Yeah, I just, and plus not knowing what the intention is, what it's for, that's a big thing. Like,
sure.
What do you want to do?
Anytime we change zoning, I do try to point out to the board that anything can be there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chuck, what would be another example besides not, food non-drive-through that could go there? It doesn't, just an example.
So this page of our zoning ordinance we call the dashboard. It lists the permitted uses. I'll try and bring that up a little bit further. I mean, it's just too convenient that I have this up. It's an easy way to answer your question.
Okay.
So understand on... In our mixed-use zoning in the downtown, we have overlay 8, we have overlay 9.1, 9.2, 9.3. So on this dashboard, we have permitted uses. So if it has a P there, that means it's permitted anywhere in the Hershey mixed-use zoning district.
Where's the P? I don't see it.
Right here.
Okay, I'm with you.
If it has a C by it, then it's a conditional use, and then you have to open up that section of the ordinance to see where it's permitted. Okay. And if it has a SE by it, it's a special exception use, and you have to open up that part of the ordinance to see where it's permitted. So without trying to memorize
right. All
of the C's and SE's, I can tell you that in areas where it lists the overlay district, that is equal to a P, so that's equal to a permitted use. So these are kind of residential uses. I'm going to jump down here into the commercial uses to answer your question. So a retail bakery is permitted in the 09 overlay, which is what we're specific to this property.
Right.
That's business and professional offices. Commercial parking structure is only permitted in 9.1 and 10, just to give you an idea of how the zoning ordinance works. Cell towers, dry cleaning service is permitted in the 09. Financial institutions are only permitted in 9.1 and 9.2. If you recall, our overlay 9.3 acts as a buffer between the true residential district and the areas where we allow more commercial uses. the healthcare practitioner's office. Hotel and motels are a conditional use in 9.1. So we are changing this property to 9.1, but then it becomes a conditional use. You know, I carry my Bible, my zoning ordinance, to just about every supervisor's meeting, except for this one. But David's going to look up the conditions because he's that cool. But we'll go ahead and go through some of the other ones. So a laundromat is 9.1 and 9.2. Again, we didn't want that in the transition area, the 9.3. Microbreweries and distilleries are 9.1 and 9.2. Mixed-use building is permitted anywhere in the 9. Pet grooming facilities anywhere in the 9. Personal service establishments anywhere. Photocopy service in 9. Private parking garages, country club is only 9.3. Exercise and fitness center. Small-scale retail, large short-term rentals is permitted in 9.1. Studios, you get the idea.
Theaters,
veterinarian's office, visitor center, museums, places of worship, schools. So, so it's 9.1 is the higher intensity commercial district of the downtown, the Hershey mixed use.
So Chuck, just to go back to the question about the hotels, there would be another level of approval. The owner couldn't just decide, it's not by right, couldn't just go in and put a hotel there. There's a bunch of other conditions that would have to be met, and they'd have to, and those conditions would have to come before this board or whatever board.
So David is covering me here. So the one of the conditions of the hotel in the 9.1 is that it has to be part of a master plan development.
Okay.
And the recent amendment to the master plan development made the minimum lot area for a master plan in the downtown, in the Hershey mixed use, 5 acres, and there's not 5 acres there.
So the new...
So a hotel couldn't go there.
Okay. Good.
Okay. That's really helpful to know.
Sure.
That was a good question.
It was a team effort. David was the silent partner.
Well, good job, David. That was excellent. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to offer comment?
Hi, I'm Jim Rafferty, Operation Manager at the Mill and Hershey at Ben Horizon. I definitely understand Mr. Mandy's concern because of that hotel that is going up across Chocolate Avenue at the corner there. Not sure of the address. I know that was in the works for a while, and I'm sure the township's very thorough, so whatever master plan is happening there, I'm sure they took a good look at that, and we see it's under construction now. But because of the difficulty of that land area, the space with the railroad and everything, we're not sure what we're going to do with it now. We are looking into a event center that could add to our space for basically what I call celebrations of life, because when people gather, that's what it is. That's our intention right now. Never really a hotel. I'm not a hotel person or anything like that. But, you know, we appreciate Chuck's looking into this to realize that it was missed, and to get it back to a situation where it could be developed. We are proud to have that property in Hershey, and I'm not sure if anyone knows what it looked like before, but we put a lot of money into cleaning up that section of town, and I see this as a final step to kind of clear that area from what was there and dilapidate it into something that could be used by the community in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I say one more? What I learned from Chuck
and what Jim just said, I'd like to say I wholeheartedly support approving this. I think it's great, because I think what they did with the mill, I know what that was before. They've done a great job, and I think that sounds like a great idea. So I'd like to say I'm all for it. I just came here to learn, and I did learn a ton. Thank you.
So seeing no other individuals in the audience this evening for public comment, I think the board can close the public hearing if you...
Okay. All right. Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion.
All right. Offered by Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And this evening's hearing is closed. Thanks, everybody.